This morning for a devotions, this whole past week, the word hospitality kept coming to my mind. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. What's Christian hospitality? I praise the Lord that many in this church showed Kendra and I and our family Christian hospitality when we visited here over 10 years ago. Before we even moved here, Williams extended hospitality to us, invited us into their home. He allowed me to come to a men's meeting. After we moved, Jim Beilers were very instrumental in making us feel welcome, helped us get our belongings out here. Jeff Mellinger's invited us into their home quite a few times for meals. Many of you others did too. Charles Schrock let us live in his house for 3 months. Those hospitable gestures meant a lot to us. And just want to bless the whole church for sharing in this way. And through some discussions I've had with people this week and what God has brought to my mind, I wanted to share some verses and some reasons why we practice Christian hospitality. The more that I studied this topic, the more I realized that Christian hospitality springs from thanksgiving for what Christ did for us on the cross, as well as a concern for souls. As a church, let's keep this. Anything besides that's fake. It's put on. I want to go through some notes here I actually found from a message that John Piper preached. It's kind of mixed in with my own thoughts, but some of the references that he used to point out how God wants us to practice hospitality and where it started. First couple verses I'm going to read are in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 33 and 34, if you want to follow. Leviticus 19:33, And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. There's other verses in the Old Testament too, but it's interesting how God helps introduce the concept of hospitality and extending love to others that he gave to us way back in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, a reference I want to read is in Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, starting in verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. In the New Testament, again, he's extending hospitality to all. And he's reminding the Gentiles that they are, this hospitality extends to them. It's for all people. Romans 12 is the next place I'm going to read from, starting in verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. I had to look into that word a little bit. It's kind of a big word for me. What is love that's without dissimulation? It's real. It's sincere. It's not put on. And if you're like me, you're a human being, and you can put on for a while. But at some point, our facade cracks if we're putting on. But let's have a real love for each other, for those outside, for those who are Christians, for those who are not. Let's have a concern for lost souls. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. And I had to look a little bit into that. What is being given to hospitality? It gives the connotation of it's not something you put on and off. It's something that springs out of you from a realness. It's true. It comes from a love for what Christ did for us, and it just flows out of us towards other people. And just the realization, this is something that I read in John Piper's message, that grace is the hospitality of God, to welcome sinners not because of their goodness, but because of His glory. The ultimate act of hospitality was when Jesus Christ died for sinners to make everyone who believes a member of the household of God. When we practice Christian hospitality, we are conduits of God's hospitality. And reading through this, I came across, and these are some of my thoughts, as well as some things he mentioned about what is and what is not Christian hospitality. It is not social entertainment. I had to stop and think about that. What's social entertainment? Social entertainment focuses on the host, where the food must be well prepared and abundant. The home must be spotless. Christian hospitality is focusing on the guests, their needs, whether a place to stay, nourishing food, listening ear, friendship, and encouragement. Hospitality can happen in a messy home. It can happen around a dinner table where the main dish is canned soup. Don't be afraid to offer hospitality just because you're too tired, too busy, or not wealthy enough. I think I've probably used all those excuses at some point. And I've been convicted because of it. And again, partly because of the example of those of you here in this church who extended what I feel was true Christian love and hospitality towards us when we came. I remember, it's just kind of a humorous little story, one of the things where Charles Schrock got to forbear on us a bit. The 3 months that we stayed there, I'm sure there were a lot of opportunities. One of them I remember very well was when Terrell, our second son, got a hold of some wallpaper, peeled a corner loose. I don't remember, was he a couple years old? It was kind of fun. He grabbed a hold of the corner of that thing and pulled and pulled and pulled and ripped a big section of wallpaper off Charles' kitchen. If I remember right, Charles just kind of laughed and it wasn't a big deal. I was pretty mortified. Figured he'd send us back to Indiana, but he didn't. But little things like that, it's ways that we can show love to those around us. And it was shown to us, and I want to be a conduit to do that to others. How can I be motivated to practice hospitality? It comes from remembering what was in the past and hoping for the future. If we look back, we can remember what God did for us, the sacrifice that He made on the cross, the pain and suffering that He went through. And I know that the times when I'm faced with a chance to be hospitable, if I remember that sacrifice, it's so much easier to extend that love to others. And looking forward, we can remember that we're promised a home in heaven forever. And the joy that should come in our hearts from knowing that should just naturally flow out of our lives and be extended to others. The joy of receiving God's hospitality decays and dies if it is not allowed to flow through us in our own hospitality to others. If we practice Christian hospitality, we experience the refreshing joy of being highways of God's hospitality rather than being self-decaying cul-de-sacs. Let's bow our heads for prayer.